Now, if someone asked you, how's your love life, what would you say? 83-year-old Doreen Wentweir has been doing this and has found some fascinating stories here in southeast Queensland. And she's picked the best of them for her book called Sex in Your 70s. Good morning, Doreen.
Good morning, Terry.
Well, one might ask, what's an 82-year-old woman like yourself asking people about their love life for?
Well, it was when I went to university, I was age 71. I did 2 degrees, my Bachelor of Arts and my Bachelor of Arts Honours. And it was when I was doing my Honours degree that it was suggested by a certain person down there that this subject hadn't been researched all that much and that I was the one to do it. So
why,
that's what I did.
Why do you think no one has researched this subject? Is it a bit of a no-go area, do you think, for some people?
Oh, it's definitely a subject that's forbidden. My book is not smut, by the way. But not everybody is interested in it. Our children are not interested in it. Our children don't like to think that we've had some sort of a loving relationship, you know?
Mm.
And I know my children are not interested. So I think that people have just veered away from it. And most people who are writing are a bit younger, and they think that when you get old, that your love life ceases. And of course it does sometimes, but for some it does not.
Now, you went under the name Evangeline. Why the need for a pseudonym?
Well, because I didn't think it seemed right for a person called Doreen, little wholesome Doreen, you know, from the sentimental bloke. She pasted labels on bottles in a pickle factory. It just didn't seem appropriate for her to be saying to her interviewees, how's your love life? So I thought, what am I going to call myself? Yes, Evangeline. I've always wanted to be called Evangeline.
Isn't that
great? Evangeline can do it. She can say anything.
Were these interviews in person to person, or were they over the phone?
Oh, no, person to person. And I would tape them and then write out the text for them, give it back to them. I submitted it all. That was our agreement. And if they didn't like what I said or what they said, they would cross it out. And, of course, I agreed to that. And so I did a lot of interviews, but I only put the ones in the book where there was a lesson.
Okay.
You see?
Well, we'll talk about a few of those lessons soon, but tell me what the reception was like. Were people quite open with you? I mean, this is a very personal part of their life that they're basically telling a stranger about. Were there any areas that they refused to answer you on?
Oh, well, of course, a lot of people just wouldn't do it. A lot of people wouldn't be interviewed at all. And it was very, very hard for me to find a married couple who would be interviewed. But I found a marvellous one, a couple on the Gold Coast, and they said they shared everything. If there was only one chocolate, they cut it in two. So they wanted to be interviewed together. And it was brilliant. While I was doing it, I thought, this isn't too good, because they disagreed on about everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realised the lesson was that each one acknowledged the other's right to disagree, you see. Big lesson there, I thought.
I think the politicians could learn that right now in the election campaign.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Well, tell us about some of the stories you have shared in the book and some of the lessons that you think they illustrate.
All right. And don't forget that all these interviewees are interesting, accomplished people, and it's about their lives, and there are married ones, divorced ones, those with a love life and wish they didn't, those without a love life and wish they did, etc. All sorts of things. Now, there's Josephine. These are all aliases, of
mm-hmm.
course. Well, Josephine regrets that she divorced her young husband. You see, big lesson there.
Why does she regret it? What was the...
Well, she was too young and impulsive, and she's had several relationships in her life, but she looks back to her young husband, and she did meet up with him again, and they're very attracted to each other, but she was not free at the time, you see. His partner had died, I think, and so there was a big lesson there. Don't be too impulsive, you know.
I like that one.
Yeah, and Beth's husband returned legless from World War II. Oh, big lesson there, and how to cope with disadvantage like that, you know. Benjamin has baggage. His much-loved young wife was promiscuous, and he's never recovered from that. He just cannot commit to anybody. He still hankers after her, and he's an elderly gentleman with grey hair, you know. And, well, the lesson was that life can be sad, I suppose. And Brandy took up drinking after her sexy husband died, but now, strangely enough, she's very, very happy in a sexless union. So, you know, we can take it all as it comes, as it were.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, when you're bringing up this topic, sex can mean different things to different people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
A loving relationship can have many different permutations on that.
That's right. And even if there's no sex, in my opinion, it can still be very loving. You can still have a very good life together.
How did your family feel about you approaching people about their sex lives and then writing about it?
Oh, they're a bit embarrassed by it all. They still are. And sometimes, you know, if I'm going with them, they say, "No, Mum, if you don't mind, don't mention the book." And I don't. No, I said, no, I don't. But invariably somebody says, "Oh, g'day, Doreen, how are you? You know, how's the book going?" And, of course, I look at them and they say, "Well, all right then, I suppose you can talk about it, you know." But I was going to tell you about Celeste because she was the next one on my list here. And Celeste was marvellous and she talked about how difficult it was to bear her ageing body to a younger man when she's old, you see. There's a lot of this going on. It's terribly important. The women worry about the flab and all of that.
At any age.
At any age, you're right, but more so when you get old and it sort of sags, you know, a bit more. But I found out that all men want is affection, truly. And also she spoke about this terrible problem when you're old and you're taking up, say, with somebody new, what to do with your false teeth.
It's not something that...
problem.
And what do you do with your false teeth? You've got to give us an answer on that.
Well, Celeste, I'll tell you about Celeste. She had two partial plates, I think it was. At any rate, the man was there for the first night. He was already in bed. And she was thinking as she was in the ensuite, now, what do I do with my teeth? Do I take them out? Do I leave them in? I generally take them out. No, I'd better leave them in. So she left them in and she went in and he was sitting up in bed. She smiled at him, of course, and he smiled back and there were all these gaps. And she screamed. She said, "Where are your teeth?" And he said, "I never wear my dentures to bed." "Oh, well," she said, "I'm not wearing mine either." So she whipped hers out and she said it was so funny to see these four sets of teeth.
Sitting on the bedside table.
On the vanity base. And they were. So there was a big lesson there, you know, to just be yourself,
really. And that's the thing. I mean, it's obviously a good dose of humour in that story. But Doreen, you started at the start of the interview saying that younger people weren't too interested. You know, it's a bit of an icky subject for them. But it sounds to me that it's great reading for someone who is younger, who hasn't embarked on many relationships in their lives. But perhaps if they had this book in their back pocket, they might make some good choices.
Well, of course, a lot of young people do buy it. And a lot of elderly people have rung me since they phoned me after they've read the book to tell me what they think of it, you know, and it's all very positive. But one woman, well, many women have said, "Doreen, this should be mandatory reading for the young." Because it is about people's lives, you see, and what has led them to the condition, the situation that they now find themselves in.
You're obviously, though, a very disarming character who can get to perhaps details out of people that others couldn't. Now, you mentioned about older women and some of the challenges and regrets perhaps about letting go of younger men. Am I allowed to say that you're a cougar? You're one of these cougars?
Oh, I'm definitely a cougar.
You've got a bit of an age difference between you and your partner?
Yes, 12 and a half years. Yes, now I'm definitely a cougar. I like it. I like being a cougar.
On the prowl.
Well, you just have to admit to these things, don't you?
Good for you.
Yes.
Now, not only do you have your book, but there's now a documentary being made about you, Doreen. How do you feel about that?
Oh, well, I think let it roll on. And this Nina Christensen from Melbourne has been making this, and she's a very, very clever lady. And I've enjoyed it so far. I get a bit shocked when I see myself and what I say. But you see, she wants me to let it all hang out. If I didn't do that, it wouldn't be so interesting, you know? If I just sat up there prim and proper and talked, well, nobody would be interested. They'd turn off.
I think people do see through what's real and what's not, and obviously you speak a lot of truth.
Well, I try to because I think, well, what else is there? You know, there's truth and there's love, isn't there? Really.
And leave the hang-ups to one side.
Well, I try to. You can't always do it, but in this case and with the book and with my guest speaking, I have to get up there and tell it like it is.
Doreen, it's been great to have a chat with you this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
It's been my great pleasure. All the best.
That was Doreen Wendy Weir, and she's written a book. The name of it is Sex in Your 70s. And if you'd like details of it, you can call 1300 222 612 here at the ABC, and we'll put you in touch with how to get Sex in Your 70s, that book from Doreen. 1300 222 612.